Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We give God glory, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us continue to rejoice and be glad in it. I do apologize. I just walked in the door 1 minute ago. Praise God. So we bless the Lord today as we get ready to come together for the Eagles to get our timing for that meeting that we're going to have for the prayer this summer. So let me check on the lines and make sure who I have on the line that we're going to have prayer and scripture and go straight on into the meeting. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. Bless God. Amen. We don't have but three of us on the line thus far. Praise God. So I'm just going to ask the Lord to bless Mother Alexander to take us over into prayer, cover whatever God wants you to cover in prayer, and also pray for this meeting that we're going to have. So however the Lord leads you, praise God, you don't have to make it short. That'll give some time for someone else to come on the line. So we bless God for you. Let me open the lines for you to be able to do the prayer, Mother Alexander.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we come today, Lord, gather today to have this meeting. We ask you, Lord, to give us favor in this meeting. Father, you said in your word, if we pray, so no matter what's going on in our life, I believe that if we pray and stand faithful, you will work out everything the right way. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us today, Lord. Most of all, we thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise your holy name, Lord God. And we thanking you for keeping us, Heavenly Father, because only you keep us, Lord. No one else can do what you can do, Lord. And we asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to seek you more and more every day, Father God. Help us that we go higher and higher in you. And you teach us whatever you want us to do and whatever you want us to say, Lord God. Help us to know when to speak and when not to speak. Help us, Lord, to do the things that you said we can do without hesitation. Because, Lord, whatever you said, we believe, Lord. Because you're the only one that keeps us. You are our healer, our deliverer, our provider, Lord. There is no other like you. And, Lord, we give you praise and glory today. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord God. I pray for sisters all over the world, Lord, those that are going through some trials right now, Father God. Ask you, Heavenly Father, touch the mind, Lord God, touch the heart. Put back to the remembrance that you are a deliverer, Lord God. No matter what it looks like, you are the only deliverer. Oh, God, help us to love one another and to try to help one another as much as we can. Because, Father God, it's only you see the hearts of men. And your word tells us, Lord God, love one another. Help us to learn to love sincerely our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And help us to try to help when we can, Lord God. Because, Lord, you see it all. Nothing is hidden from you. And most of all, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to watch over our sons and daughters, Lord. During these times, Lord God, it's so trial times in their life. But, Lord, we know that your word said, if we pray, So we come praying for each and every one of our brothers and sisters, children today, Lord God. For, Lord, you see it all, Heavenly Father. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen each and every one of us, that we continue to stand boldly. And, Lord, this meeting that the head of the prayer line having tonight, Lord God, let it be successful. Let everyone see, Lord God, that it's all about you, Lord God, and to do your will, no matter what it looks like, that we come out loving one another and understanding one another. Heavenly Father, thank you for how good you've been to us. Thank you for blessing us every day, Lord, because you do, Heavenly Father. You bless us every day that we wake up in the morning, open our eyes, and see another day. And, Lord, we thank you for all things that you make possible for us to have. Most of all, we ask you to continue, Lord God, to keep a hedge around our sons and daughters, our great-grands and grands. And not just the prayer line we're talking about, Lord, but each and every one of our brothers and sisters in Christ, which we know or don't know, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help us to stand strong. To stand strong on the promises, knowing that you said in your word, Lord, ask and believe what we ask, you will receive. Help us, Heavenly Father, to stand boldly and proclaim victory that is already ours because you gave it to us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to ask Sister Rachel, would she give us a scripture reading? Praise the Lord. Are you there, Sister Rachel?
I'm here. Get my Bible. Let's see.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, hold on a minute, yeah. Let me get my light on here.
Praise God. Thank you. We give you glory, praise, and honor, Jesus. You're worthy.
Thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father.
Okay, just give us the scripture, and we're going to go ahead on into our meeting.
Okay.
Well, if not, just give us.
Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. That was Isaiah 40:31.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The soul like the eagle and run and not faint. Amen. As we come into the meeting today, we're just going to go. Oh, it's going to be very informal today. We're going to, most time it probably will be. We want to find out, first of all, we got to lay a foundation and find out. We're meeting here in Charlotte, but we have to come up with what's the best time. We already know we're already ending April right now. So that's left June, July, August, and sometime in September. So late as it is now, I just have one suggestion. As even when I was riding, trying to get back in the house, we got delayed in. Got out late and then trying to take care of some stuff and got back late. And when I was riding down the road, I was thinking, adding up the time, and it's up to you all to, you know, force your any suggestions you have. But right now, late as it is, it looks like anyway from August or September, force everybody to get together, have their funds just to come in. Nobody that I know of is spending overnight. Brother Blackwood, if he was going to be able to make it, he was going to do overnight. But you all keep him in prayer because we don't know what's going on with his phone or praying that he's all right. But every time we call ahead, some of the saints already called. Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander, I think it's Mother, I'm not sure, I think Mother Alexander may have, but I know Mother Willette And I was talking to a pastor about it too as well. We haven't had any responses. Just that, you know, you can't, right at this time, it's not accepting calls. So we don't know if there's something wrong with the line, but on the other side of that, since he had been sick and had some attacks, we want to make sure that we keep him prayed up and praying that that's all that is that's going on. But in the meantime, he was coming out from the furthest distance. And so for everybody to get things in alignment for us to be able to have a pleasant time coming in and have prayer for a couple hours or so, and then have our time for lunching, then everybody can depart and, you know, or the ones that want to just hang out in the city for a little bit and go home, it's up to you all. But looking at this late date, probably thinking about between August and September. Now, that's just Minister BJ, just mine. Now, I need the feedback from all of you all. Your lines are open to come up with any other suggestions about time. And we got to hit that first before we start asking any other questions about anything else. And some of our ladies, because Pastor Burton, it's a possibility because she has some business to take care of today. She may be on later, and she may not be. Mother McCormick, their family is out taking care of some things with a family out of their hometown, out of town. So she's not going to be online. And Carmelita has a conference, her and her husband with an engagement tonight. And, just letting you know, there'll be some ladies that won't be on. So who we have on now is, besides myself, is Mother Alexander, Sister Rachel, I think it's Sister Lauren on there, Mother, Minister Brenda, and Minister Willette. So it's five of us on, well, six with me, four of us. We're going to go ahead and just throw out some times and whatever like this, and whatever else we get into, when we get our next meeting, then we'll go ahead and talk, you know, give the suggestions out that was out, and then we'll hopefully have enough on that we can go ahead and at least the majority. We may not have everybody on at that time, but at least we'll have something on the floor that say, okay, then we can finalize, okay, this is the time we're going to use. Anybody else with any suggestions? You have the floor now. I have all the lines open.
I'll make a suggestion that it be in September because I don't like the heat. So, personally, I prefer September, maybe the second Saturday in September.
Okay, we'll put one of those suggestions down. Okay, Mother Willette, who else?
Well, Pastor, I don't know about in September because in September, then I'm trying to do something in September for my birthday. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we're just asking right now for not so much to counteract for the suggestions that anybody make. The thing about it is what's your suggestion, what we're talking about. My suggestion was between August and September, and I left it at that, and then we'll talk about it. Mother Willette say September, so that's her suggestion. Now, what is your suggestion?
My suggestion, August would be fine with me. I'm not going to try to fit September now.
Okay, let me get it clear to everybody on the floor again to make a lesson some clarity. Right now, all we're trying to do is get how many we're getting out for whatever your suggestion is. Then we're going to try to get later finalizing the majority who can try to make whatever date when we get the majority, because we're not in anything in life. I don't care whether it's ministry, family, business, or whatever. Everybody is not going to agree with whatever, but we'll get out of the majority what's the best, and then who can we'll try to work around that. So right now, only thing it is, we're not going to go into what's going on particular that month, but just want to get the suggestions. If we're going to do August and September, let's do this right here for now. Somebody else might even say July. I said August or September, and I made it clear that because it's late. But if somebody else has July, and the majority end up saying July is a good month, or if they say July or August is good for me, we'll do that and still narrow it down. So we're going to find out whatever your date is, whatever your month is. So Mother Willette has September, her suggestion. Minister Evangelist Brenda has August as her suggestion. Now, okay, the rest of you ladies.
I take September. Better for me.
Okay, Mother Alexander is September. Okay. Sister Rachel?
Whatever Laura says, she's the driver.
Okay, then. Sister Laura, this is a little twist of that one, but Laura, since it's put that way, I can't say anything but just ask what yours is. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I didn't hear you. What is your month you suggest?
September.
Okay, so you and your mother is saying September. Okay, is that everybody? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, these are the suggested dates. We still have Mother, what happened to Pastor Sims? Wait a minute here. Pastor Sims, Mother, okay, ladies, one moment for a minute. Okay. Oh, that went pretty quickly, so, man. Give me another minute. I don't want it to be said that we did not. I thought I had called her, but maybe I didn't. But nevertheless, right now, like I said, we know that Pastor Sims, are you out? Because we're having a meeting that was at 6 o'clock. You might have, and I thought I called you yesterday, but I didn't. The meeting about the Eagles meeting for having prayer sometime this summer. We're online now if you're available.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, when she comes on, we'll get what her suggestion is. That's just sin. Okay, we know we don't have Mother McCormick right now. Pastor, yesterday was Pastor Bird's birthday. And Sister Alicia, which she'll just be putting in input because she's in California, and unless God bless and open the door for a miracle for her. But anyway, it's part of ministry. Sister Alicia, Sister Carmelita, Pastor Bird, those are absent. Pastor Burton, Sister Noel. Okay. All righty. We got 4 or 5 people. Maybe 5. And it could possibly be 6. 6 people that's not here, but this is what we have now. As once we hear from Pastor Sims, hopefully she'll be picking up in. I'm going to put the phone there. Hopefully she'll be coming on in just a minute. Let me see. Did she come on yet? Oh, she hasn't. But in the meantime, until she comes on, we have the majority as of now to bring to the table September. Oh, I didn't say either. I'm because I said August or September, so I'm either way right there. Either way with this right here as being coordinator. So we have September as just with a few of us. It's 4 of us. 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's bird calling now. Praise the Lord, Donald. We on for the meeting, but you out?
Yeah, I came out to Baltimore for my birthday anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, if your phone is on, you can just listen. Just call the what's the main number and just listen. But we're just trying to find out right now, August or September, which if you don't come on, which is better for you, August or September? Because right now the majority are saying the 5 or 6 that we have on is September. Okay then. So if you don't call back before you finish eating, we're gonna stay on that much longer, probably another maybe 30 minutes. And if not, then we will pass the meeting on to the next week that we're gonna be on. Okay. All right. God bless. Okay. Pastor Bird says, Prophet Bird says September. Probably already heard that, didn't you? Oh, did anybody ever hear that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then, so September is fine with her, so we put her name down for September.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Sims, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Pastor Sims, we hadn't had that much going on in the meeting, but so far this was suggested time. I was saying since it's so late in the year already for us all meeting here in Charlotte and give everybody time enough to have that. We know it's not a long distance for the majority of them. The longest person that was going to be here was going to be Brother Black in Connecticut. And I think after that would be Sister Laura, Sister Rachel would be, did y'all say it's 2.5 hours or 3 hours away? Is it 3 hours?
2.5.
And I think after that, Columbia for Pastor Columbia, for those that are in Columbia and the ones other than they can make it within the range of under 2 hours. And so after that, I think Pastor Bird might be close to about the same, a little bit over 2. And so all of this right here can be done, and what we're doing is all in a day. But we're saying suggested time would have been August and September is what I said. So right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for September and 1 for August. So we're just trying to find out from you what's the suggested time for you. We're still going to have probably about 5 people that's still missing, that's not on right now for one thing or the other. And so we have put this time down, and then they still have, the vote whether they want September or October. But we'll just pass on the information we have for today. So it's not saying what you can do August or September. Just tell us what your suggested time is. Is it August or is it September?
September.
September.
And then we'll get the rest.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. September. Oh, we just have to see how that works for everybody else afterwards. And then we can kind of narrow it down what we can do from that point on. And like I said, we just have to try to go with the majority, like with business or anything else you do, or ministry or whatever, huh? Even family, got to just kind of what the majority can do, even though we like to accommodate everybody as possible. So right now, these are suggested times right here in this meeting. The other thing is that we're going to have to put on the book is the time of the month, either month that we choose, what would be like as we're looking at the calendar. Would it be a good time in the second week, the third week, the fourth week? Because that first week, isn't that got to do with the holiday time? So we don't want to count the holiday time. If you do September, then it'll be from the second, is in the second week, third, fourth week, or something like that. So, and if it did go back to August, we would have to do the same thing. If it's not a holiday time, just find out what time. But right now, what's on the books is a possibility. What part of the month? So the suggestions are out there. I can look at the calendar now and see why y'all thinking about it. What would be a good time of the month after the holiday? It's always going to be on a Saturday now. There's none of this going to be on, so people can come in the city. We come together. We're going to have our suggested place. It's not out there yet because we need to find out what before I approach anybody, whether I want to approach this pastor about using his or using this community center for one of their rooms and stuff like this that we can use and whatever like this and have where we can have privacy or, like I said, a church or just other, a center or something. So there's no need to try to book anything till we know what we're going to do and get that out. So that's just kind of like gonna have to put that on the back burner till we can get this settled for what time we are talking about. And so right now this is a suggestion again about what part of the month.
Well, I mentioned September the 9th. That's the second Saturday in September.
Uh-huh. So by your name, we're going to put second. That's how we have to go now, not the date, but the second Saturday.
No, the second Saturday in September, which is the 9th of September.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to go, not worried about the date right now, because we know that's the date. We won't say second Saturday or third Saturday or fourth Saturday. You got second Saturday. You're suggesting second Saturday. Who else? Everybody
second
on the
Saturday.
Line, what Saturdays? Second week, third
second
week,
Saturday
fourth week.
Fine.
Who's?
Second Saturday, Laura.
Laura.
Wait your second.
Well, Pastor, I'd say the second Saturday in September, but I got to check my schedule because I don't know what schedule they have me on.
Okay. And your birthday is on the 26th.
No, ma'am, my birthday on the 17th.
17th. You know what I'm thinking about? Lord have mercy. Thinking about this. Somebody else. I'm sorry. I know much as all these many years. Forgive me for forgetting that part, but you know, okay. All right. Brenda is September. And you said second Saturday, question mark. Okay. You got check scheduled. All right.
Yes.
Everybody don't have to flow with just the second Saturday because somebody said it now. The calendar is out there for whatever these are suggestion times. We still got other people still yet got to look at the calendar. So just whatever you're thinking about when you look at the calendar, what you're seeing, and just know that we're just not making sure that it's not on the holiday. That's all.
Second Saturday is okay with me.
Okay. Wait a minute. What day does the holiday fall on? Is that the holiday, or is that second week is the holiday? What day is the Labor Day? Is that the first?
That's on the 4th of September. Labor Day is on.
Okay,
the 4th.
Okay.
That's a Monday.
That's a holiday.
Fourth day. 4th of September is Labor Day.
Right.
93 days.
Okay.
Sister Alexander, me and you probably ride together, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
So that week, when it's on the 4th like that, they'll celebrate that week before, that Saturday before or Monday before, right, when it's like that?
Labor Day is on a Monday.
So I'm saying, don't they celebrate it just like that day or two before if it falls like that on
Monday? I can't answer that. I hadn't been in a workforce in a while, so I don't know if people are going to get that Friday before that following Monday, which is Labor Day. But it's not going to run into that Saturday unless somebody's out of town and they just decide to stay the whole week of.
Well, okay, then. So it is the week before. It's the weekend before what I was thinking then. Okay, we're good to go. So, all right, then. So we have the second Saturday. Only person that hadn't said anything is, that Mother Alexandra said the same thing. She said second. Pastor Sims?
Yes, ma'am. I don't have anything on the schedule, but our meeting date. I haven't scheduled it yet or anything, but I was just thinking the third Saturday, out of the way, that's 16th. That's the one I had in my mind.
Okay, and you say you have a meeting on the second Saturday.
I said that's our meeting date. I don't have the meeting schedule yet. So it may not be.
However the Lord leads you on that one. Or however he leads you on that one then. I'll have to get with Pastor Bird and find out with her. She may be able to come on and then all the other ladies. Now, let me ask you one other thing we can talk about, because the other thing I said, we cannot put a date down to book anything until we get a confirmed date. So we have to table that for later. The other thing is, whenever we do come up with the date and date and the weekend, the time now, suggested time, we can work on time today. So whatever month and date, we need to have a time. So because when we have the time, remember, you have to be in the city for that time. So we just say we're going to have our prayer time, say, for instance, 12 o'clock. If we're going to have our time 12 o'clock, whether we have our prayer time for 2 hours together, this is hypothetically now I'm talking, we have to have that, so that means everybody got to be in the city, not coming, because if we book somebody, do let us use their sanctuary, and it's a place and stuff like a small sanctuary, it's not going to be anything or go to anybody with big, so that way we do need to leave a little small love offering or something like that, true enough, but I'll work on that on this end. But in the meantime, I'll take care of that part, what I can do, best I can. But anyway, we need to find out if it's 12 o'clock, then we need to be in the city at least by 11:30, so that way you can be able to have everything together to be able to, you know, be in the area. Probably if we're using whichever building we use, the facilities, we're going to be in the building. Our time starts at that. If we're going to use it for 2 hours, then be on the lot at least by 11:45. So it can't be, okay, we're going to have a meeting, then we're going to be, oh, well, get there 12:30 or 12, whatever. We want to be on one accord. This thing is serious. Like we come on serious every night and stuff like that for prayer and tuned into the Spirit of the Lord. We don't want to come with all the rushing and this, that, and the other, trying to get yourself together and oh, blah, 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 and then all the talking, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 blah. And if we do want to have any time to speak or do whatever, we get to just, you know, won't be overwhelmed with just from the traffic from the road. At least if we can get here even 30 minutes before, you have time to unwind a minute, get it together, and then just go in with a mindset or tuned into the Spirit of the Lord. So that way everything will be like that, and we'll just be from the rush of the road and whatever. Because in between riding, we'll be probably talking and praying about the Lord anyway, but still yet you won't have all that whatever. So if you do have to come in and greet, we come in and greet and then get tuned into the to prayer and use that time. So when we have to leave the facility, we can use it. We'll leave out the time that we're supposed to be. Is that all well with everybody?
Oh, yes,
ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I pray that we keep that tuned in to do so. I'll be praying that for myself to be in place and not be just not getting where I got to get it either. Praise the Lord. But anyway, so right now, suggested times that we have hypothetically, if we just go on with September now, they're just saying September, okay, and we come up with, okay, we got the second Saturday. All right, now our time, suggested time. You don't want it late in the afternoon. People want to get back home, even though time has been changed and all of that, or it's beginning to start changing back somewhat. But in the meantime, reasonable time where we can have time for prayer, come out of prayer, and find out what location we're going to have our luncheon at, and so forth like this. And we'll get around to that and suggested places a little bit later. Right now, we're going to get this right here done today about time and the time of the you know, the date, the time, and whatever like this. So what is the suggested time that you have in mind? And then we're going to reason with what's the better time and give space from the time you're having prayer, time to get here, time you're having the prayer time, from the time you have the prayer to coming out to get to a restaurant. And we're going to try to make sure that the restaurant is not no long way off. Somebody decide, you know what, I don't want to stay for the prayerfully. That's not the purpose of all of just coming together and praying. What it was supposed to be prayer and then having our luncheon. So in the meantime, think about those things when you make your suggestions about the time to meet, and then we can work it from the time we finish in prayer. So suggested time is, who's speak up?
Well,
10 o'clock to start prayer?
Well, I just
want to make sure everybody hearing this. 10 o'clock to start prayer. So that means if you're saying 10 o'clock, you know you have to leave from wherever city you are real early than that to be here. So that's what I'm saying, trying to keep everything in mind what you have to do. So Sister Brenda's time is her suggested time. No conflict with nobody. This is suggested time, so that's what we're looking at it. If you don't want 10 o'clock, you just say your time. We're not gonna be discussing all about that because we can come back and reason about that with the majority later. So 10 o'clock a.m. Mm-hmm. Sister Brenda's time. Okay, now who else?
Okay. I say 10 a.m. also.
Say you don't concern about what, say whatever time is on your heart, and we're going to reason with that. We got other people also to talk to about. So whatever comes on your heart, say your time.
Okay. 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, Pastor Sims.
11.
You just can't tell me a time. You got to tell me who's talking.
Laura.
Okay, 11 o'clock, Laura. And not only just me, for everybody else to know who was saying what. Okay.
Right. 11.
Okay, 11 o'clock, of course. Rachel. All right, ladies, who else?
10 o'clock is okay.
Mother Alexander. And I know some people have to go with the time. Y'all in agreement for who you're riding with, too, as well, so understand that. Who's missing? That's everybody? Okay. I'm not putting anything in for myself right now because I'm trying to make sure I get all the feedback and whatever. And then when we get together and talk again, we can come from the other angle, what the others are, and then we'll come back and still yet narrow it down. Is it September or is it August? And then also is it second Sunday or whatever from that, because we got to give definitely space for them. But this is what's on the floor. They will know that when we come in. I mean, when they come in again. But anybody that I talk to in between that, I will let them know so they can be thinking about it or pray and find out whether we just do it at that time. So now we got 1, 2. Oh, no, we got a time. Wait a minute. 10, wait a minute. 10 o'clock three times and 11 o'clock. Pastor Simmons, 11. Laura's 11. Rachel's 11. Mother Alexander's 10. Mother Willette is 10. And Brenda is 10. Okay. All righty on that one. So we know these times are what we have on the floor. Now, if you have any questions about some things that are not going to be finalized right now, nothing is finalized, but I mean, even for just in curiosity of suggestion or whatever like this, it's not so much as that we're going through it about restaurants and all that, but if it's something that you're concerned about or want to discuss in between what's out on the floor now, because hopefully everybody wrote down what we just said, so you'll have your own personal information of what it was for September and the date that was out there for all. Wait a minute. Brenda, are you changing yours onto September? Or are you leaving it between August and September? I know you said September 2nd is a question mark, but you were the one that said August. So you want to leave it between August and September?
Yes,
or
ma'am.
Leave it at September?
September, I mean, on the 9th, I can work with that, but I got to work and see my schedule. But anything after that,
okay. So we can take August off.
Yeah.
You want to leave it on there?
No, just take it off.
Okay. Now, anybody else have any other things that you want to discuss future-wise? I mean, not future-wise, but even for upcoming. And one thing is, too, is to find out what's the the next best time for us to have this meeting and to try to get the other people in. I have to call them and find out who is available, because right now I look at Saturday for an hour, and if we finish up in less than an hour, fine. But Saturdays, from what I've already heard, is the better time. So now we need to know when would it, since you all are online and nobody else, they're not here, you all, between me and you all, will make up whether it be next, the following Saturday after that. What is the following Saturday? That's not Mother's Day, not till the 14th time, so we'll be clear if we skip a week. Wait a minute. Don't want to fall into the Mother's Day time. So right now, let me get that information first, and then we can, so if we got to get off the phone, if I'd have to leave the phone, we already have that, we'll have that clear. So, July, okay, we're going into May. Right now we're going into May, and Monday is the 1st. That week is 6th, and then the next Saturday is the 13th. Now, do anybody want to meet up the next Saturday again to bring the other ones in, or second Saturday? Next Saturday is the 6th, and the following Saturday is the 13th, and after the 13th will be Mother's Day, that 14th. So that, I didn't really want to run into that holiday day. But
yeah, because the 30th is my birthday.
Your birthday is on the is on the 13th? Oh wow. Paul, your birthday is coming up.
I've only met me 53 years.
53 or 63?
63.
Okay, wonderful.
So don't you have something that passes?
Okay, May 4th is our, you know, we started revival on the 4th. That's next week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. We can't do that. That's right. Brenda, thank you. Minister Brenda. All right. You are certainly right, darling. So I'll tell you what, how many, not unless someone's got another date and they know they're going to meet. I don't want to interfere with nobody's church time and during the week. That's the reason why not unless we, and not unless we do something on Saturday early, but just in case people are doing stuff on the Sunday, I know, but sometimes people be prepping for Mother's Day. So give me some feedback. If not, we're going to have to run it all the way down to the third week. Give me some feedback.
Well, the third week will be fine because everybody's going to be celebrating Mother's Day weekend between the 13th and the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So
anybody else? Okay. True enough. Anybody else?
I've got jury duty that week of the 4th through the 10th, and I'm scheduled to be out of town on the 6th. Hopefully they don't have me on jury duty the weekend.
Oh, we're not using
but,
that week at all. We're not using the week that we
right,
have in the animal.
I understand.
Yes.
And I think I have a funeral on the 13th. I've got an arrow pointing for a homegoing service for one of our friends. Mother. So it doesn't matter to me because if you're going to have it, I'll.
Well, no,
you
might
have it on the.
We're going to be missing just like with this right here, and we have to do a follow
right,
up.
Right, right.
With the other
it
one. So
matter.
Right
okay.
Now I'm trying to get a feedback
okay.
of 13th or the 20th right now. So anybody on the phone, if you know you're already going to be doing things with your family or might be doing something that weekend, we can knock 13th out. And we're just going to have to push it over to the 20th, and not unless we find out a day during the week on one evening. And just say, you know, what if we can meet for 45 minutes or an hour, and if we unclear everything up in 30 minutes on that, then we just move on. So I can we can put a pin in it if you think. And we can leave the 20th as a possibility. But it's pushing it to May, June, July, August. So if you want to do the 20th, we can go ahead and do the 20th and just get the other ones updated of what's going on. So if nobody is going to say anything about any earlier, then we have to do the 20th.
Pastor, on the 20th, we have something going on for Pastor Burton on the 20th.
Okay. Well, around that, if anybody else, how's 20th for you all? Because I'm going to have to get a date in here somewhere. Other than that, we have to do one day during the week.
One day through the week.
One day through the week would be fine.
Now, people that work and others that got whatever, then we're not going to do now. We got to get it together. Saturday is our date for our meeting. Right now, we're getting stunted. Every once in a while, we may have to switch up a day. So what I'm going to have to do now is get back with you ladies and find out one day during the week and just put out there possibility the 20th. The 20th is after Mother's Day. So the 20th is a date that is a possibility that if I can't get a date between that time with y'all during the week, we'll leave that out there with a question mark. And so I will call and find out. And if I'm going through this, this week I can't, or oh, this day I can, or oh, this can't, we just going to have to go right back to the 20th, and whosoever will on the 20th. So I think that's going to be fair enough. We'll put a question mark.
20th is okay with me.
As a suggestion, maybe you want to ask that question on prayer night, you know, as a take a minute or two to find out if people would be available on a certain day on Monday night.
I don't
want prayer night.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I should have let you finish, because I don't do that. Out of all due respect, still should have let you finish what you're saying. But the whole purpose of having this meeting is not to have it incorporated with the prayer time and whatever like this, that's altogether separate. And I don't want everybody in the business of what the prayer warriors are doing. So that's the reason why. Because you got other guests on it, and then it's going to record it on that, being recorded for this part right here for what we're doing. If somebody happens just to be, it's not a prayer time, appointed time already is out there for every second and third, Lord have mercy, every second and fourth besides the Monday night. So this is private for the prayer warriors. So we won't be discussing business. Only thing I would say on those nights is prayer warriors, remember the meeting. And that was about it. I don't want anything else so that other people and all those, we have that set aside for what the Lord has given us to do on that. And this He's given us this for us. So, like I said, we'll use
the tool. And let me be clear, you don't have to give out details or anything. If just like you give an announcement, we're going to have revival on such and such a date, you know, it would be the same as, okay, we're going to schedule a meeting on such and such a date. Not any details where you have to give out information that shouldn't be given out to someone that's not prayer warriors.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Remember, I just said, I can say, remember the meeting, whatever, just like that date, and put the date in if that's the case, and just leave it at that. Any questions? You know, I'll just have to tell anybody to start talking. I'm just, excuse me, just call me. And I'll just leave that at that. So that way we can stay tuned in to whatever. So I won't have to answer any questions then. It'll be like, just call me. So nobody don't come online. Well, I can't make it. I forgot. No, we don't want to discuss anything like that over the airwaves. Just give me a call. When I said you all that can remember the meeting and that's it. And then after that, any questions, just call me.
What y'all don't want to have it done at 20?
I'm going to say that. Just call me. Only time I'm going to say call me if somebody starts talking and forget, don't ask me any questions. That's the only time I just want to make the reminder. And that's going to be the end of that. And that's only going to be that week that we're going to, that we know we're supposed to have a meeting that week. It's not going to be for any future time. It'll be only if it's the week of the 20th or just like it would be the week of the 10th, I would just only say that Monday night. Or if it was that Sunday night for the meeting that week. But if it's 2 weeks out, there won't be anything said. It won't be said until it's that week. other than that, you all, the ones, all of y'all have my number anyway, so you, all you do is just call me. Praise God. But
what I'm asking is, why y'all don't want to have it on 20?
No, I don't want to have it all the way down to the 20. I said, remember, the people that be celebrating Thanksgiving, Jesus, Mother's Day on that Saturday.
Mother's Day is Sunday.
Mother's Day is on that Sunday. So people that don't want to come on, and I'm going to have like only five of us getting together, and the majority is not going to get together, I don't have a problem because I don't. My daughter's going to be out of state, and the other one's over in California. So whatever is being done going for us going to be probably the day before, the some time of the week. Other people may have plans with their families, or the children having family, or with somebody else they're going. So that's why I was asking y'all, if you are not doing anything and all it was clear for that Saturday, we could use that Saturday. But if people are going to use it for their holiday time, then that's the reason why we would move it to the 20th or one day during the week. Then we have to find out what day during the week we could do that.
On the 30th, no, it shouldn't be no problem with me because the same way I got on the line after I got off from work, get on the line.
Say it one more time, daughter.
I can. The 13th is no problem with me because that means when I get off work, I can get straight on the line.
Yeah.
And my other day is that Sunday. You know, we ain't gonna celebrate
right.
Nothing until that Sunday.
Yeah, I don't have anything either on for Sunday for that. So Mother Alexander said Sunday is 13th is okay for her. Okay, that's just exist. We just. Just on the dates out here right now. Brenda.
Fine.
Okay, then. So if not, we'll come up with another time for the week. If not, but right now just two people are saying that 13th is okay for them. And I'll put my name there, too, because I'll have to say that's okay. This is a different situation. I'm good for 13th, too. So Pastor Sim Sue?
That's right.
Okay. And I'll check with all the other ladies, too, about that date. And all, you know, whatever information come out, the ones that can't make it, like I said, I'm going to call and do a follow-up so that way, update you of what's going on or what was said in the meeting. So 20th is only out there if it turns out that the majority cannot come. But if I get at least 7-8 of us can still be on, then we're going to go on with the 13th. If it seems like we're only going to be about four of us or five of us, then it'll be questionable. So right now, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. So now we'll go on with, is there any questions about anything else concerning getting an understanding about the time? Okay, we got a couple more minutes. I know we got more than a couple of minutes. I put it in for 2 hours just for the future, for any time that we have a meeting, when we go into depth things. But for today, was going to be an hour. But even with that hour, that means that we're not going to get cut off. We're still going to be on. But we got we can take a couple more minutes just to, if you have any questions about anything, and then we can pray. And everybody go in their different directions and get your dinner if you haven't had the dinner, because I know I need to have something in my system. Did I eat breakfast today? I'm not trying to remember. Nevertheless, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm talking out loud to myself. Go ahead. Any other suggestions or concerns that you have that just be out on the floor right now? It's not anything that we're putting into. Any questions?
No.
Well, okay, then.
I'm okay with it.
All right, then. Okay, well, Pastor Sims, will you go ahead and close us out in prayer?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for allowing us to come together one more time to plan this gathering of the eagles. Father, we ask that you give us wisdom. You give us togetherness that we'll come on one accord and we'll be able to come and celebrate you. We thank you for this prayer line. We ask that you bless everyone on it that will take their time to even want to come together, that we meet and greet each other one more time on this side. And Lord Jesus, we ask in your holy and righteous name that you watch over us, that you keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, and that you dismiss us from this meeting, Lord, but never from your presence. In the holy, matchless, mighty name of Jesus, we ask all these prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Let me ask a question, and this is just only for backup, and I'm going to do it on, well, it's probably, I was thinking about whether we should have a person for follow-up notes, but not so much as you got to be a just temporary secretary for this time or this taking the notes. For anybody for backup notes, for just for this time, anybody that wants to volunteer, that would be good. And if not, we're going to leave it, and I write all the time. So I'm going to have whatever, but just in case it's something that I missed. But in the meantime, just think about it. There's not nothing necessary that we're going to be doing and have to be whatever. That's just for now. And if not, just everybody just keep their own notes about something so that you have some concerns about, you will make sure. We'll just leave it like that. We'll just leave it for that. And if somebody has something that I missed, then, you know, when I do go back over some things the next time we have a meeting, then it can be brought out then, you know. So at this time.
And those with the computers, Minister BJ, we can go back and pull it up on the computer, right?
Oh, yes. The ones that's in the meeting, go back and just listen for this night for the,
right.
for the meeting. Yeah. Yeah. You can always go back to www.
Right.
Talk, like and listen to anything that way. And then with you, you can just go ahead with Mother, and if she has you over to the house, I mean, you have her over or whatever, she needs to hear anything, but anything like this for keeping the notes. Well,
okay.
That's a good idea, too, right there, that way, because everything will be on there that we discuss then. That way it won't be nothing missing because everything has been documented for the least little thing.
That's right.
Whether they meant to say it or didn't.
And.
Praise God. Well, bless the Lord for you all. I certainly appreciate your faithfulness for doing the work of the kingdom and for Blog Talk Radio. And in the meantime, I'm looking forward to a dynamic move of God for God to bless for us, the greeting one another, but just being able to be on one accord and with one another for an explosion of God to move in. I believe it. He's going to shift us in another place for us to be able to even use these gifts even a greater degree. And open our ears more so that way we can be able to talk the things he wants us to target. And that's we growing more in the Lord. But even at that time, I'm believing for a different kind of shift in the Lord as we all come together physically and spiritually. But in the meantime, thank God for you tonight. And we'll look forward to hearing what else going to sue the other ladies and find out whether we'll do the 13th or whether we'll have another day in between that. But in the meantime, I love you, I appreciate it, and thank you for your time today.
Love you, too.
You're welcome.
Love you,
too. God bless you all.
Love y'all.
And you know what? You all ladies are blessed because even though I was 5 minutes late, it's 5 minutes after, and it still made just an hour. So God is so wonderful anyway. Praise God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
All righty. Love you. Shalom.
Love you, guys.
Shalom, y'all.
Shalom.
Shalom.